this morning on WCHL. More on day one of same-sex marriage here in Orange County.
We further make oath that there is no legal impediment to our marriage.
The Orange County Commissioners talking Rogers Road tonight. And what are UNC students doing for fall break?
Throughout my life, I've really been interested in service and communities and how, as an individual, I can have a better impact on those communities.
We hear from Carolina Connection. These stories and much more, plus your chaperon and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports this morning, we look at UNC football as the Tar Heels seek another mid-season turnaround like the one last year. And
why is it that Carolina's defense gives up so many darn points?
That's today in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, 71 this morning in Carrboro. And a cloudy day. Areas of dense fog this morning, so visibility not great today. We also have a 50-50 chance of rain. Look for high today in the upper 70s and some strong winds later in the day as well. The mayor of Carrboro and her longtime partner were first in line of same-sex couples yesterday who showed up at the Orange County Register of Deeds office for marriage licenses. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there.
We had to say this. We further make oath that there is no legal impediment to our marriage.
Alicia Stemper shared that with a small group of cheering supporters as she and her partner, Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, walked back into the lobby of the Orange County Register of Deeds office with their 16-year-old son, Avery Stemper. The family arrived at around 7:45 a.m. and the office opened at 8. The initial Monday morning rush of same-sex couples getting marriage licenses was expected. On Friday, District Court Judge Max Cogburn in Asheville struck down Amendment 1 and made same-sex marriage legal in North Carolina at around 5:30 p.m., a half hour after the Orange County office had closed. By 10 a.m. Monday, 9 gay and lesbian Orange County couples had gotten their licenses. It was an emotional day for some, including Stemper, whose hand trembled as she held the paper.
I'm happy and I'm kind of overwhelmed. The emotion, it's hard to prepare for, and it feels like I look at her face and it's, you know, reading that sentence, it really hit me anew.
She and Lavelle have been together since 2003. They had a commitment ceremony 10 years ago, attended by friends and family. Lavelle said an October wedding is being planned.
Plans are in the works for that right now. We're actually looking at Saturday, October 25th. And you'll hear more about it probably shortly because it's something that we want to celebrate really with the community.
Carrboro couple Lance Underwood and Mark Davis showed up wearing matching tuxedo hoodies. That's because they intended to walk across the street to the courthouse right after they got the license.
We're just gonna hopefully walk across the street and make it happen. Yes, we've already had a real wedding with all of our family and friends, you know, three and a half years ago. So this is just about, you know, the paperwork and making it real.
Signing the deal.
Some local elected officials were at the deeds office just to lend support and offer congratulations. One of them was Hillsborough Town Board member Jen Weaver.
It's thrilling that Hillsborough is the county seat. This is one of those times where it's just a wonderful place to feel proud about.
Another was Chapel Hill Town Council member Lee Storo.
It's a really exciting historic day, and I wanted to be here to see the first couples come through.
Register of Deeds Deborah Brooks lost her re-election bid in May to former Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton, possibly in part because she stated she would only issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples if that was legal according to the state. Chilton said he would issue them immediately, regardless. On Monday, as Brooks oversaw the smooth, orderly issuance of marriage licenses to same-sex couples for the first time in her office, she seemed as happy as anyone.
I'm excited for them because me, as Registrar Deeds, all I'm trying to do is follow the law, and we're ready to issue the license for everyone.
You can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Registers of Deeds all across North Carolina started accepting marriage applications from gay couples yesterday following that historic court ruling. That ruling last Friday came from an unexpected source. Most observers were watching North Carolina's Middle District, where Judge William Osteen appeared poised to act, but it was Judge Max Cogburn who actually issued the ruling in the Western District Court in Asheville. And one of the attorneys on that case was Mark Kleinsmith, who is also the mayor of Chapel Hill. He joined WCHL's Aaron Keck back on the air yesterday.
I was packing up, and I had left my office and headed down Franklin Street to for some fellowship with some folks who were meeting up at True Cafe. And I got there about 5:15, and about 15 minutes later, there was somebody else who was attending the same event showed me a post on his phone that said Judge Cogburn had entered an order. And I was like, oh, come on now. I'm on this case. I'd know that if that were true. And I picked up, I pulled my phone out, and lo and behold, there it was. Three orders coming down in quick succession from Judge Cogburn that, in essence, then, you know, recognized marriage equality in North Carolina. It was an amazing moment. Of course, I ran home and hugged my boyfriend, and it was a great evening.
It was your case that you had been working on, and this was sort of flew under the radar for a lot of people on Friday and earlier in the week who were really watching the Middle District in Greensboro, Judge William Osteen ruling in that one. That one ended up getting delayed until this week, but the ruling then came down from Judge Cogburn. Talk about the case a little bit, because it was sort of an interesting way in which it originated. It was an equal protection case, but it was also a religious freedom case as well.
That's right. You know, the laws of North Carolina, particularly the marriage laws, operate in an odd way, and they require that, well, it's not unusual. In most states, you require either judicial officials like magistrates or clergy members to be present at and to officiate and solemnize a wedding ceremony in order for it to be legal. And here in North Carolina, a minister is not allowed to actually solemnize a wedding and declare it a marriage without having a license in hand already, which kind of creates a problem for clergy members who want to solemnize the unions of their congregants who are in same-sex relationships, at least prior to Friday. And so we fashioned a First Amendment claim that we presented to the court, saying that, you know, this denies them the right to exercise their religious beliefs. It also denies their right to assembly, because any time you put clergy at risk for performing a religious ceremony, and by at risk, I mean potentially have criminal and civil actions taken against them, you know, that certainly has a chilling effect on the exercise of religion. So we had that issue in front of the judge, and then we also had this 14th Amendment equal protection claim as well. And because the 14th Amendment claim was the one that prevailed, it really moots out or kind of makes not worthy of ruling on it. You know, it just kind of eliminates the issue around the First Amendment.
And we're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, who was one of the attorneys on the case that led to the ruling in Asheville on Friday that struck down North Carolina's ban on same-sex marriage. Talk about the national significance of this, because it was less than 2.5 years ago that Amendment 1 passed. We forget about this, but it was within a day that President Obama came out in favor of same-sex marriage for the first time, and that shifted public opinion nationally in a really significant way. And we talk about how North Carolina is part of the South and unique in that role and different from the South. What's the national significance of this today?
I think it's huge. You know, I mean, with Virginia and North Carolina now having weddings occurring, West Virginia, I think we are really challenging, you know, our nation's misconceptions of what it means to be a Southerner. And North Carolina has always been doing that. We have a history of, you know, pushing the envelope and challenging people's assumptions about who we are. And when Amendment 1 passed, it was a sad day for many reasons. I mean, those of us who were fighting for marriage equality were saddened. But it was also sad because it tended to reinforce this yokel-like stereotype of Southerners. Here we go, North Carolina, passing a marriage amendment. But heck, we passed it after California did. We passed it after Ohio did. We passed it after all of these other Yankee states did. We held on. We were the last state to do so.
That is Mark Kleinschmidt, mayor of Chapel Hill, speaking with WCHL's Aaron Keck yesterday about the case that he worked on that led to the ruling last week striking down North Carolina's ban on same-sex marriage. You can find the full interview on our website at chapelboro.com. Carrboro police will now carry kits to help prevent drug overdose deaths. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Starting immediately, all Carrboro police officers will be issued kits containing naloxone, a drug that temporarily blocks the effects of opiates. Officials say accidental poisoning deaths have risen 300% in North Carolina since 1999, with opiate overdoses accounting for 92% of that increase. All Carrboro officers, including those who work in patrol, schools, and community services, will be issued the kits and trained to administer the drug nasally. Since December of last year, the Orange County Health Department has offered the life-saving kits to friends and families of opiate users, along with training on how to use them. Under the 2013 Good Samaritan Law, people who seek help for an overdose victim can no longer be prosecuted for possession of small amounts of drugs, paraphernalia, or underage drinking. This is meant to encourage reporting of overdoses and get victims help right away. Police say if you suspect someone has overdosed, call 911 and stay with the person until help arrives. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Governor Pat McCrory and Health and Human Services Secretary Aldana Vosh say North Carolina has taken a number of steps to prepare in the event a case of Ebola is diagnosed here in our state. McCrory told a news conference yesterday that Vosh and other health officials have been working with medical providers, county health departments, and the military. His office said North Carolina has been preparing since July for any Ebola diagnosis. State officials say the Department of Health and Human Services is actively monitoring for cases using a network of hospital-based public health epidemiologists in the state's largest hospital systems and surveillance of emergency department visits. An Ebola hotline has been established by Carolina's Poison Center. The number is 1-800-222-1222. Callers should press 6 for questions about Ebola. That number is in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time 717. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn.
And things are looking good out there on the road still. Again, a little bit foggy out there as the fog is lifting. Traffic should be getting back to normal, but just take it easy out there on the roads. I-40 looking good, 15501. A little bit slow moving still if you're heading north towards on Fordham Boulevard. Otherwise, things in Chapel Hill are looking good. If you're seeing anything we're not reporting, though, be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL Chapelboro, our new Twitter handle, or give us a call in the newsroom, 967-8363. Just be safe when you do.
Thanks so much. I know the newsroom is a veritable frenzy of activity back there this morning.
It absolutely is.
You know, all kinds of things going on, and thanks for staying on top of that.
Thank you very much.
The Carolina Inn, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carboro weather, is brought to you by Four Corners. It's 71 degrees, mostly cloudy today. Areas of dense fog this morning. You probably noticed if you've been outside. It's really thick in some places. A 50-50 chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s and some strong winds later in the day as well. Tonight, cloudy, 70% chance of rain, with a low in the upper 60s, and again, windy. Tomorrow, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms in our forecast with a high in the low 70s, windy conditions, and of course, all those clouds out there. We might have to deal with some fog first thing in the morning as well. Four Corners, home of the $6 lunch specials Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Join the lunch club, and your sixth lunch is free at Four Corners in downtown Chapel Hill.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get any place else. This is WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time is 7:19. You may have noticed Franklin Street is a little quieter this week because it's fall break at Carolina. But while many students will be taking time off to relax and go on trips, others will use the opportunity to give back through community service. Alex Thomas reports for Carolina Connection.
A special time of year that gives students the chance to take a break from the stress, the frustration, and the late nights brought on from midterm exams and classes. While most students use these 4 days to go back home or relax in Chapel Hill, students like Junior Saw Mohammed see this break as an opportunity for something different, the chance to give back to those less fortunate.
I guess throughout my life, I've really been interested in service and communities and how, as an individual, I could have a better impact on those communities.
Mohammed is a first-time participant in this year's Alternative Fall Break program, which is one of the service opportunities provided by Apples, a student organization that encourages learning beyond the classroom. Junior Daniel Irvin, the co-chair for the Alternative Fall Break program, says Apples provides educational opportunities that are not available in the average classroom setting.
One of the ways you do service learning is you learn by doing things. You can learn about an issue you're interested in by working with a community organization that is working to tackle this issue.
There are six experiences that Apples sponsors through this program: urban communities, Latino communities, rural communities, environmental issues, arts in the public service, and service learning initiative. Last fall, Irvin led the environmental issues experience in Nag's Head and on Roanoke Island, where he spent his time not only addressing issues related to climate change, but also helping create a network of friends.
My favorite part was just from the Wednesday we left to the Sunday we got back, seeing how the whole team came together. And even now after that we're done, we'll still do things with each other. And so I think that was probably the highlight of my experience.
For her first trip, Muhammad is going to Washington, D.C., and though she is not sure what her group will be doing, she is looking forward to the experience.
But the thing I really like about this program is that we're traveling to a different region. So that gives me insight into a different community that I'm not completely used to or familiar with. So I feel like through those things or through going somewhere else to perform that service and to learn, you gain insight and perspective.
In Chapel Hill, I'm Alex Thomas.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. Excellent program. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year, except for this weekend when they will be off for fall break. WCHL News Time 7:22. Time for championship sports. UNC football coach Larry Fedora is comparing the Tar Heels' tough 50-43 loss at Notre Dame last Saturday to last season's 27-23 setback in the hands of Miami here in Chapel Hill. The parallels are there, definitely, but will UNC be able to back it up with another dramatic turnaround this season? WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
There were many bright spots. There were some things that we were able to take from this game, and hopefully we'll be able to grow on and, you know, we'll be a better football team because of it.
That was UNC head coach Larry Fedora. The energy was up. The Tar Heel defenders were flying to the ball and playing with aggression. Marquise Williams and the offense were clicking on all cylinders. Was Saturday the beginning of a transformation reminiscent of the Miami game on Zero Dark Thursday in Keenan Stadium a year ago? The similarities are eerie. Both games were played in mid-October. UNC was largely written off heading into both contests following sluggish starts to the seasons. The Tar Heels were facing an undefeated and top 10 team on both occasions. And to top it all off, the underdog Tar Heels carried a surprising lead into the fourth quarter, only to suffer a painful loss both years. In 2013, following the Miami defeat, UNC stood at 1-5 on the season. But the Tar Heels were a new team afterwards, rallying to win six of their next seven games to finish with a 7-6 record and a Belk Bowl victory. The precedent is there, but can UNC find that detour roadmap and navigate through to a bowl game yet again? Coach Fedora is confident if Carolina is able to clean up its own act, the Tar Heels can match up competitively with anyone.
I think that, our football team came out of that understanding that if we take care of ourselves, we can play with anybody. I mean, but again, it for us, it's about us. I mean, every team we've played, that have defeated us, you give them the credit. They've done a great job. But we just got to take care of us. We take care of us, we give ourselves a chance to win against anybody.
Coach Fedora is hoping his Tar Heels can draw inspiration from what they were able to accomplish post-Miami in 2013 and apply it to 2014.
I guess I would say that Notre Dame game was a lot like Miami last year, we learned a lot of lessons in that game and we started playing much better, and hopefully we'll do the same thing this year.
If the 2-4 Tar Heels are to embark on a similar recovery effort this season, they'll have to start the process by overcoming the triple option attack of Georgia Tech. Coach Fedora says there is no good way to replicate what Georgia Tech head coach Paul Johnson does with his offense, with a scout team in practice. But Coach Fedora says the team is looking forward to returning home and taking on the Yellow Jackets.
Excited about coming home and playing in front of our fans again taking on a very good Georgia Tech football team that will, that totally makes you stop everything that you're doing on defense and change to prepare for the triple option attack.
It will be a tough hurdle to clear Saturday. UNC has dropped 14 out of its last 16 matchups with Georgia Tech, including losses in the last five meetings. But maybe a narrow miss against a top 10 opponent will again prove to be the necessary fodder for another successful Tar Heel turnaround. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our coverage of Carolina and Georgia Tech starts at 4 o'clock on WCHL, live from Hickory Tavern at 300 East Main Street in Carborough. It's the UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff, followed by The Good Sports with Art C and Bob Lee. Kickoff time, 7 o'clock on Saturday night, and you'll hear it all right here on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Why is it that Carolina's defense gives up so many darn points? This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The numbers don't lie. Carolina scores a lot of points in Larry Fedora's fast-break offense, but the Tar Heels give up a lot more in defense, an embarrassingly lot more. Through six games this season, they have allowed an average of 43 points a game, including 50 to Notre Dame and Clemson, and a whopping 70 at East Carolina. The next worst-scoring defense team in the ACC is NC State, which has allowed two TDs fewer per game. Here's a sobering thought. Duke is giving up 13 points, or 30 less than UNC, albeit against a much easier schedule. It's a puzzlement, since Carolina was supposed to have good young talent on defense this season. Nagging injuries, suspensions, and the academic ineligibility of four defensive players in the offseason have been a factor. But it's hard for any team to give up that many points. The Tar Heels looked impressive on defense at Notre Dame, forcing three turnovers and getting off to a 14-0 lead. But at the end of the day, the scoreboard still showed that the 43 points they scored was a touchdown short of the 50 rung up by the Irish. In Fedora's first two seasons in Chapel Hill, his defenses weren't great, but they allowed a much better average of 25 points per game. His first team even shut out two opponents, Elon and Idaho, and held East Carolina to 6 points. But also in there with a 68 relinquished to Georgia Tech, Saturday night's opponent in Keenan Stadium. There were no shutouts last season, but the defense got a lot better over the last 7 games, allowing less than 20 points after giving up an average of one more touchdown over the first 6 games. Is Fedora a bad defensive coach, or just one whose teams have regularly outscored opponents over the years? You can't really call the Hat a no-D coach because he handles the offense. The worst you can say, I guess, is that his defensive coaches aren't very good, or that the staff does a better job picking out offensive talent than they do on the other side of the ball. Perhaps this is the watershed season for Tar Heel football, the low point of the 3-year NCAA probation. All of Butch Davis's players are gone, the current roster has 15 less scholarships because of the sanctions, and most of Fedora's recruits over the last 2 years are not yet impact players. Whatever the reasons, 43 points a game is still way too many. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine is open and ready to treat your acute injuries. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC and the Chapel Hill Carborough High School teams. UNC Family Medicine treats everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provides surgical consults and concussion evaluations. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
For the best burgers and fries in town and where kids eat free on Sundays, head to Buns in Chapel Hill. Right in the heart of downtown, on Columbia Street between Franklin and Rosemary, Buns sells amazing burgers every day for a taste and a price the whole family will love. And remember, on Sundays, you can purchase one adult combo and receive one free kids meal. So when you're craving burgers, take the family to Buns. It's burger perfection.
It's finally here. Time to get your entry in for the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway presented by Continental Tire.
Bryce Johnson with the board. Transition three other way is good.
WCHL on chapelbrew.com want to send you and a friend to the Bahamas to watch the Tar Heels in the Battle for Atlantis with 30 sponsor locations around town collecting entries, including F&F Automotive, Great Outdoor Provision Company, and PTA Thrift Shops in Chapel Hill and Carborough. There's no way you can miss getting in your entry once every week for 6 weeks. You can also enter by calling into the WCHL Morning News and the WCHL Evening News every weekday and go online to chapelbrew.com. Remember, you can enter via every entry method in every sponsor location once each week, including Four Corners, Grimble Jewelers, and Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. It's the Mark Vitale Nationwide Insurance Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway presented by Continental Tire. See the Tar Heels play 3 games and stay 4 nights in the Bahamas.
Joe Deem was a qualifier yesterday morning, and we'll have another one next hour right here on WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. It is 72 degrees, mostly cloudy today, dense fog this morning. 50-50 chance for showers, mainly in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 70s, and some strong winds later in the day as well. 70% chance of rain tonight. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's on Elliott Road in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. It's hoped that a transfusion may help nurse Nina Pham, an Ebola patient in Dallas. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez says the donor was Dr. Kent Brantley.
He's one of the first Americans to have survived Ebola after being treated in the United States. He contracted it while working in Liberia. We're told that she received the blood transfusion, and the hope there is that since he is a survivor of this, that his body has developed antibodies to fight Ebola, and that that could help her as she continues to fight the virus herself.
Dozens of other hospital workers are being monitored. They came into contact with Ebola patient Thomas Duncan, who died last week. CBS's Steve Futterman says Nina Pham has a dog, and as she now fights Ebola.
The dog has been removed and taken to an undisclosed location for monitoring and care. Right now, officials say it is not showing any signs of Ebola, and there are no plans to euthanize the animal. The dog's name is Bentley. He is a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, a foggy, cloudy morning. It's going to be cloudy all day with a 50-50 chance of rain. The mayor of Carrboro and her longtime partner were first in line of same-sex couples who showed up at the Orange County Register of Deeds office on Monday for marriage licenses. WCHL's Danny Houle there.
We had to say this. Right. We further make oath that there is no legal impediment to our marriage.
Alicia Stemper shared that with a small group of cheering supporters as she and her partner, Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, walked back into the lobby of the Orange County Register of Deeds office with their 16-year-old son, Avery Stemper. The family arrived at around 7:45 a.m., and the office opened at 8. The initial Monday morning rush of same-sex couples getting marriage licenses was expected. On Friday, District Court Judge Max Cogburn in Asheville struck down Amendment 1 and made same-sex marriage legal in North Carolina at around 5:30 p.m., a half hour after the Orange County office had closed. By 10 a.m. Monday, 9 gay and lesbian Orange County couples had gotten their licenses. It was an emotional day for some, including Stemper, whose hand trembled as she held the paper.
I'm happy and I'm kind of overwhelmed. The emotion, it's hard to prepare for, and it feels like I look at her face and it's, you know, reading that sentence, it really hit me anew.
She and Lavelle have been together since 2003. They had a commitment ceremony 10 years ago, attended by friends and family. Lavelle said an October wedding is being planned.
Plans are in the works for that right now. We're actually looking at Saturday, October 25th. And you'll hear more about it probably shortly because it's something that we want to celebrate really with the community.
Carrboro couple Lance Underwood and Mark Davis showed up wearing matching tuxedo hoodies. That's because they intended to walk across the street to the courthouse right after they got the license.
We're just gonna hopefully walk across the street and make it happen because we've already had a real wedding with all of our family and friends, you know, three and a half years ago. So this is just about, you know, the paperwork and making it real.
Signing the deal.
Some local elected officials were at the deeds office just to lend support and offer congratulations. One of them was Hillsborough Town Board member Jen Weaver.
It's thrilling that Hillsborough is the county seat. This is one of those times where it's just a wonderful place to feel proud about.
Another was Chapel Hill Town Council member Lee Storo.
It's a really exciting historic day, and I wanted to be here to see the first couples come through.
Register of Deeds Deborah Brooks lost her re-election bid in May to former Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton, possibly in part because she stated she would only issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples if that was legal according to the state. Chilton said he would issue them immediately, regardless. On Monday, as Brooks oversaw the smooth, orderly issuance of marriage licenses to same-sex couples for the first time in her office, she seemed as happy as anyone.
I'm excited for them because me, as Registrar Dees, all I'm trying to do is follow the law, and we're ready to issue the license for everyone.
You can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina has sent gender-neutral marriage license applications out to local officials following the end of the state's gay marriage ban. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services emailed copies of the forms to county registers of deeds on Sunday with instructions to print them out on high-quality paper. The move came after the federal judge on Friday struck down the state's same-sex marriage ban as unconstitutional. Days before the ruling came, officials in several counties around the state have been pressing the state to distribute the forms in preparation for an expected surge of same-sex couples seeking to legally wed. The Republican administration of Governor Pat McCrory, who supported the marriage ban, refused. The state's old forms had blanks only for groom and bride. The new forms say applicant one and applicant two. Orange County commissioners will get updates on the progress of two community centers when the board meets tonight. The Rogers Road Community Center is expected to be finished later this month and turned over to the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association for a grand opening next month. Meanwhile, plans to renovate the Cedar Grove Community Center are moving ahead, with construction expected to be finished by fall of next year. Commissioners will also discuss plans to request a larger allocation of drinking water from Jordan Lake to support economic growth in the Buckhorn, Eno, and Hillsborough development districts. The board meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Whitted Meeting Room in Hillsborough. And the Carborough Aldermen meet tonight to continue a discussion on what agricultural support enterprises to allow in the rural buffer. The board could endorse a plan to make it easier to convert old farm buildings and new businesses to support local agriculture. Board members will also consider creating a new mixed-use zoning category to encourage development in the town's northern study area along Homestead Road. The board meets at 7:30 tonight at Carborough Town Hall. A Wake County judge has declined to allow concealed carry permit holders to take their guns to the North Carolina State Fair, which opens on Thursday of this week. Judge Donald Stevens said yesterday he would not grant a preliminary injunction to the group challenging the longstanding ban on guns at the fair. Thomas Stark, an attorney representing the gun rights group Grassroots North Carolina, argued that concealed carry permit holders have a high level of proficiency and improve public safety for all fairgoers. Stevens remarked that the law in the matter is a quagmire. The Attorney General's office argued that lawmakers didn't intend to allow guns at the fair with a recent change to concealed carry laws and speculated that they would fix any ambiguity in the next session. And people unhappy with North Carolina's path toward inland natural gas exploration through permits for fracking want the governor to know about their continued opposition. Representatives of several environmental groups say they will deliver names of more than 50,000 people who don't want drilling to occur to McCrory's Capitol office building this morning. The groups are part of the Frack Free NC Alliance. The State Energy and Mining Commission wrapped up last month the public comment period for proposed fracking rules its members have developed over the last couple of years. The panel is expected to finalize the regulations and send them to the General Assembly by January. The rules could go into effect by early next year if lawmakers don't stop them. WCHL News Time, 7:38. I'm Ron Stutz, and Aaron Keck is back today. And Aaron, I know that a lot of things happening right now at chapelbro.com, and I'm just wondering what they are.
Now, there's a lot going on. First of all, congratulations to Linda Ashman. She was the winner of our college pick'em this week.
Really?
Yes. Did a lot better than I did, put it that way.
Well, I continued to drag near the bottom.
9 out of 10. Yeah, you and I. Well, I was looking at the standings for the WCHL Chapelboro in internal contest, and once again I need to point out that I won this last year. So my cred is established for a while, so I could tank this year, which I'm clearly doing, and I'm still okay. But Matt Oaks,
that was then, this is now.
This is Aaron. Now and now is not good in the world of Aaron Keck trying to pick, but I am one up on you. I picked 46.
Uh-huh.
I've got 46 right answers since the season began, and you've got 45. And both of us are way behind. Anthony Wellman had a big lead for a while, and Matt Oaks has caught up. So they're now tied at 52. We are hopelessly behind.
I have been really consistent, I'd like to point out.
Yeah.
I was terrible last year as well.
Oh, good.
And
good.
This year, equally bad.
As long as you know where your where your abilities lie.
I don't know what in the world.
I
has
jumped out to
me.
A big lead last year, and then like halfway through the season, I just lost my ability to prognosticate. Apparently,
Well, prognostication is not something that comes easy to most folks.
That's true. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. So congratulations to Linda. And again, that Chapelboro Pick'em contest is going on all for the entire season, and we've got prizes every single week. So even if you haven't participated in this yet, you can still get in on it. You won't probably won't catch up to Matt and Anthony, but you can get in on this and every single week. There's a prize for the weekly winner. You might be able to catch up with us. Yeah, yeah,
there's your challenge. You could start now and be.
There are a couple. Like, I knew there was the game that Georgia lost, and I knew they were going to lose, but I picked them anyway, like an idiot. And there were a couple of other games. Like, I knew Michigan State was going to lose to Oregon, but I'm a Spartans fan, so I had to go with Michigan State, and that set me back. These are my excuses that I've come up with throughout the year.
On the other hand, I always pick Oregon. And
right,
they lost to Arizona 2 weeks ago. So,
yeah, there you go. Yeah, but not a whole lot of people saw that coming.
A lot of upsets this year.
There have been a lot of upsets. Well, college football last week was just so weird.
And who would believe that Mississippi State would be the number one team in the
country?
Mississippi
State, I know we talked about this yesterday. Mississippi State is number one.
Yeah.
How can this be?
Well, they're loving it.
Cats
down there
and dogs living together, and Mississippi State is number one.
All right.
Next, there will be men walking on the moon.
You never know.
Anyway, so congratulations to Linda for sifting through all of that and winning the Pick'em contest this week. We've got a new column up, a couple of them. One, speaking of college football, from Art Chansky, looking back on the Notre Dame game, which was almost a memorable upset for Carolina. They played really well and couldn't quite come away with the victory. But that was the first time they'd played a top 10 team in a while, and could have been the first upset against a top 10 team in, what is it, 10 years, I think, something like that.
I just hope they can build on the good things they did last Saturday in this game coming up on Saturday against Georgia
Tech. Well, we'll definitely find out, because, I mean, you look back to last year, 2013, they started 1-5, and then all of a sudden they turned it around, won 5 games in a row. Well, this year they're 2-4. They're one up on where they were at this point last year, so... And if they can win 5 games in a row again, they'll be looking pretty good.
You just never know.
They just have to turn around and do it. So Art Chansky's got that column up. Coach Pete Deruta's got a column up on 401ks, explaining how they work, looking back at the history of that. So check that out. We've got a new photo gallery up from Susan Murray, The Blessing of the Animals, which was at St. Thomas More, I believe.
Cool.
That was a Blessing of the Animals ceremony, which they do every year. That's really cool. And there's some awesome pictures. This is a great gallery of people with their pets. Yeah. And you know, that's always terrific pictures, but it's a really cool ceremony
as well. Something cool that happens every Monday morning right here in the studio.
Yes.
The blessing
of
the animals.
Yes.
Start a new week.
Right, right. We do it off mic, but which is,
I don't know where I'm going with that.
I have no idea where you're. Yeah, I'm just rolling with. Yes, the blessing of the animals. We do it in the lobby. We had a goat here last week. It was amazing.
Yeah. And Terry Turner taking care of it.
So anyway, that's what's
not
that's
bad.
What's, oh God. I'm done. That's what's new on our website, chapelboro.com. So we've got columns, we've got photo galleries, we've got bad puns, we've got our college pick'em contest. As always, we've got our Chapelboro calendar, chapelboro.com/calendar. You want to know what's going on in the community, head there, and always our news and sports constantly updated, so check that out as well.
Wes Harris says, listen to the prophetic voices. I don't think he's talking about me and you.
Yeah, definitely not. He might be talking about Matt and Anthony.
And well, you never know. That is what's coming up next on today's edition of The Commentators on WCHL 744.
If you've been looking for a different healthcare experience, visit Chapel Hill Primary Care. Built on the promise of prompt, compassionate, and personalized care, Chapel Hill Primary Care provides patient-centered preventative medical care and treatment of acute as well as chronic health conditions for adolescents and adults. Located in the beautiful Chapel Hill Doctors Healthcare Center off Weaver Dairy Road. Offering free parking, first floor access, no facility fees, an on-site lab, and minimal to no wait time. At Chapel Hill Primary Care, patients really do come first. Visit chapelhillprimarycare.com. Immediate appointments available.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitchlumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitchlumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
John's call came during the fifth inning of a Little League game. His phone rang and everything changed. Dad had fallen. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. He tried to have the talk during their last visit, but he just didn't know how to get the conversation started. Now he'd have to make decisions on behalf of a father whose wishes he knew nothing about. To learn how to have difficult conversations with your aging parent, visit 4070talk.com. That's 4070talk.com. Don't wait. Have the conversation. Brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's 50% off, $60 towards any service or repair available for only $30. Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center is a locally owned automotive center celebrating over 60 years of servicing vehicles in the greater Chapel Hill area. You can use your voucher towards vehicle maintenance and other services at any one of their four convenient locations. They do everything your dealership does, only better. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
746 said WCHL. Good morning.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. It takes a lot of sweat, elbow grease, and tears to gain the status of being a prophetic voice. Us locals are being blessed with the presence of such voices next weekend. The Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II has stimulated the North Carolina NAACP into a driving force and led many of us to follow him onto the historic thousands on Jones Street for 8 years, and then over 900 of us being arrested at the Moral Monday Forward Together challenges of the North Carolina legislature. During the past 2 years, a vigorous salute to this Reverend and all of us who appreciate his prophetic voice. Another prophetic voice. Baldemar Velasquez, son of migrant farm workers, preacher, singer, a MacArthur Award for Genius Grant winner, and founder of Flock, the Farm Labor Organizing Committee, has developed a unique three-way collective bargaining agreement between First Campbell Soup, farmers and farm workers in the 80s, with Mount Olive Pickle Company at the corner of Cucumber and Vine, farmers and farm workers in 2004, and now is vigorously at work on the same vital dynamic with the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. Both Barber and Velasquez have succeeded in stirring up the churches, community groups, and many of us possibly complacent do-gooders to rally alongside these prophetic voices as the continuing struggle for justice for the workers goes forward. At Binkley Baptist, the Seymour Symposium, onward through the fog with hope. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day, great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
749 at WCHL. The excitement is building because we have a 100% chance of Wayne Pond coming up in just a couple of minutes here. And, of course, Aaron Keck is here to take a look at your morning traffic.
And we do have a couple of trouble spots. If you're traveling north on Fordham Boulevard towards Durham, be on the watch for some slow traffic. Beginning around Columbia Street, NC86, continuing north past Manning Drive towards Raleigh Road. Also heading the other direction towards Carrboro, bit slow going on Fordham between Raleigh Road and Manning Drive. I-40 eastbound, a little bit slow for a minute, right around 55. Durham Freeway northbound. a bit slow moving through the southern part of the RTP as you're heading north from I-40. If you see anything else that we're not reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL Chapelboro when it's safe to do so, and let us know what's going on. Or, as always, you can call us in the newsroom, 967-8363.
All right, well, you have the joke of the day coming up, right?
I do, yes.
All right, folks.
Should be a good one.
There's an advance warning, so just to let you know. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right at the heart of downtown Carborough. They got it going on over there in that area. The beautiful garden patio is now open at Glass Half Full with good food, good wine, and lots of fun as well. Your weather looks like this. It is mostly cloudy, areas of dense fog this morning, and a 50-50 chance of showers, mainly in the afternoon. High today, about 78 degrees. Some strong winds gust up to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies, 70% chance of rain, slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight, overnight low in the upper 60s, and still some strong winds. And tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, about 72 will be our high, and we'll have those winds as well. So, not great weather. 751, again, a warning this morning, Wayne Pond, you need to cover your head, buddy. Not much up there to protect you. How's it going?
Speaking of landscapes with lots of fog, we're not talking about the weather. We're talking about our mental stress.
You're talking about what?
Mental stress. Early morning.
Okay.
Might be talking about our phone connection.
We're talking about... sorry.
We're losing you there for a second.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, he's walking around.
Aaron.
Yeah.
You still there?
I am, yes.
Yesterday, we were searching for a term to describe fanhood. Remember that?
Yes.
Well, I think the term we need is neologism, a new word. Isn't that, does that ring
that
a bell?
That is correct, yes.
That would describe fanhood. Now, who knows? This is probably a word that goes way back, but... And I had a further thought about yesterday's word of the day.
Uh-oh.
Chevron?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, I can imagine the three of us, sitting around having some wine and cheese, and Aaron says to His Majesty there, "Pass the chev, Ron." No?
Well, it could be my car if I had a Chevrolet, I suppose.
That didn't work. Well, all right. I tried. Yeah. Okay, onward and upward then. The word of the day.
It was a valiant effort.
The word of the day, speaking of things that are tasty and culinary, the word of the day is arborio. Arborio. I know that you're both devoted watchers of the Food Channel, so you're going to pick right up on this.
Oh,
A-R-B-O-R-I-O. A-R-B-O-R-I-O. Arborio.
That's a tree soaked in olive oil.
To me, Mary Donna recognized it instantly. Do you clowns have any idea what we're talking about here?
That is a tree soaked in olive oil.
Now, that is a neologism.
Or a tree soaked in a butter substitute.
Butter, yeah, yeah.
Well, you're more or less on the right track.
Really?
Being the operative word here. It's a noun. It's all about a variety of rice. What I love is the definition here, round-grained rice. It has a sort of faintly obscene ring to it, but there it is. A variety of round-grained rice. Produced in Italy and used in making, guess what, risotto.
I love risotto.
Butter.
Well, it makes three of us, so. All right, guys, there's your word of the day, arborio, A-R-B-O-R-I-O, a noun, a round-grained rice produced in Italy and used in making risotto. So stay away from those foggy landscapes. I'll talk to you in the morning.
Okay, buddy, go back into your office and start doing research for tomorrow's word. I know that these things take time. All right, Wayne Pond's word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I don't know.
Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that before anyone else, I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Coming up on 7:55 at WCHL, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned before, Aaron Keck doing the honors today on the word of the day. So you know, you might want to just get out of the way.
The clean joke of the day, you mean?
Oh, what did I say?
Word of the day.
Oh, okay.
You got me confused with Wayne Pond again.
Yeah, you guys look
and
just
alike.
And that's
the joke of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry.
All right, here we go. Not everybody is a fan of guns around here, but they just came out with a new one that even the anti-gun people can get behind, Ron. It's called the Congressman.
The Congressman?
It doesn't work and you can't fire it.
So you can take your congressman to the state fair
you
this week.
You actually can, I think.
Oh, man. You go ahead and call David Price, all right?
All right, will do.
Oh, my goodness. Clean joke of the day, ladies and gentlemen, the amazing Aaron Keck.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Sarah Waters is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. That's because she coordinates the amazing Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival, an event that brings so much joy to so many people twice a year.
We've got a great 4 days of music and dance and art for people of all ages. About 60 bands on four different stages for all 4 days. Two really big stages and a dance tent and then a smaller stage. And right next to the small cabaret stage, we've got a kids area for the little kids all the way up to teenagers. All sorts of activities and music workshops and dance workshops. And we've got sustainability workshops where you can learn about how to kind of live more green and help protect the earth. It's basically a lot of fun, a lot of learning, and a lot of coming together with new friends and old friends.
The Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival just took place this past weekend, but it'll be coming back around again in April of next year, so make your plans now to be there. Sarah Waters and a lot of other folks will be working hard to make it happen.
How did you get to the Shikori Hills Festival?
Oh, goodness. You would ask me directions.
I know you print a map on the back of the program here because it's a beautiful 72 acres worth of property, rolling hills, and just a wonderful place, but it's kind of hard to get to if you haven't been there before.
Well, it's not too hard. I think people get a little nervous out in the country, but we have directions on our website. I'm not even going to begin to give directions, but it's fairly easy. It's actually about 20 to 30 minutes from Greensboro and Chapel Hill and a little less than an hour from Durham and Raleigh. So it's not really far from anywhere in the Triangle.
I think the best thing to do is just send everybody to the website because it does have directions there. ShikoriHillsGrassroots.org.
Yes.
So go there. It's 4 days of music and a whole lot of other stuff. The Grassroots Festival, Shikori Hills, music and dance, music lovers, paradise, all kinds of music from rock and roll to bluegrass to Zydeco to Latin music to roots music to you name it. So it's all there. Hey, Sarah, this must be a heck of a deal trying to coordinate all this stuff.
It is. It's pretty amazing, pretty rewarding. It's a lot of volunteers. We've got about 1,000 volunteers that work with us and more come together as we get closer and closer to the festival.
And they all volunteer because it's so much fun.
Yeah, they love it. And you get to know a lot of great people, and it's very rewarding.
There's just about every kind of music imaginable with something for the whole family. Watch for it in the spring. The Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival, coordinated by Sarah Waters. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's 50% off, $60 towards any service or repair available for only $30. Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center is a locally owned automotive center celebrating over 60 years of servicing vehicles in the greater Chapel Hill area. You can use your voucher towards vehicle maintenance and other services at any one of their four convenient locations. They do everything your dealership does, only better. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center, and today's your last chance, so buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL cloudy day, also foggy out there this morning. A 50-50 chance of rain later on in the day.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHF.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Sorry about that. 8 o'clock.
Blood transfusion for Ebola patient.
The young Texas nurse receives plasma from an Ebola survivor.
A mid-air scare.
We were all shouting for the flight crew. The walls are caving in.
McDonald's works on its image.
At what point in the process do we inject the pink slime?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The race is on to save the Ebola patient in Dallas, a nurse who got the virus from a Liberian man who died last week. 70 hospital staffers are now being watched. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Dallas.
Officials still don't know exactly how Nina Pham contracted the Ebola virus. She remains in isolation, being treated for the deadly illness. As part of her treatment, Pham has now received a transfusion of plasma from Dr. Kent Brantley, an Ebola survivor. Plasma that's full of Ebola-fighting antibodies. Those who know Pham are concerned.
Sweet girl. Unfortunate. You know, it's sad. Somebody so young and, you know, hopefully she makes it through it.
Jennifer Joseph is a nurse who was trained by Pham.
She taught me infection control and hand hygiene and protocol. Like, I learned so much of that from her.
Nina Pham did have a dog, a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. The dog named Bentley has not shown any signs of Ebola, and officials say they do not plan to euthanize the animal. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Dallas.
CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden says he would not be surprised if there are more cases. He's called for hospitals to think Ebola and improve safety protections for workers.
We have to rethink the way we address Ebola infection control because even a single infection is unacceptable.
A UN medical worker infected with Ebola in Liberia has died in Germany. University of Kansas doctors are treating a medic who served on a ship off the West African coast. He's in isolation. Test results should come back later today. An hour into an American Airlines flight from San Francisco to Dallas, the unthinkable seemed to be happening. Some of the cabin's walls started breaking loose.
All of a sudden, this loud pop, 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 really loud, and then ripping sound. And as this is all going on, we're looking around and trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, it sounded like bowling balls were falling from the overhead bins.
James Wilson and the other passengers were told by flight attendants the problem was cosmetic, but the captain of the Boeing 757 turned the plane around and it landed safely in San Francisco. American Airlines says a possible blown air duct caused it all. 190 were on board. No one was hurt. Well, two deaths are blamed on severe weather that raced through several southern